Injuries are the absolute worst. It's hard to have a fully healthy MLB career. Most players endure more than one IL stint during their time in the big leagues. We've seen injuries cut down some truly great players. A big name that pops into my mind is Ken Griffey Jr., who was still largely great when on the field, but during his time with the Reds, it was really hard to see him put together a full injury-free season. Another name I can think of is Prince Fielder, who had to call it quits at the age of 32 due to a neck injury. He was only 1 year removed from an all-star season. We've even seen injuries rob us of a decent chunk of somebody like Mike Trout's prime. Although, I hope that's largely behind him now, but we'll see. One thing about all the guys I just named, though, is that while, yes, they spent a lot of time injured, they still got to enjoy at least quite a few good and healthy seasons before it started to be a problem. Some players, as sad as it is, just aren't that lucky. Some players deal with insurmountable injuries extremely early into their careers, and sometimes before they've even really started. Today, we're going to look back at an example of a pretty good player like this who had their career sadly cut short because of injuries. Today, we look at the pretty good reliever, Austin Maddox. What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. This is the show where we take those pretty good, but not always great players, and we discuss their careers or some special moments they had. Making it to the MLB is a huge accomplishment that barely anybody gets to do. So for these players to come in and have some varying levels of success is definitely worth remembering and always worth talking about. If you're new here, look for new episodes every weekend as well as midweek mini episodes, usually on Wednesdays or Thursdays. On those midweek minis, we pick a player, and what we do is we cover an individual season or maybe a good moment they had. But on these weekend episodes, we cover a player's whole career. So there's a little bit of variety. We also have occasional interviews with former MLB players to look forward to as well. So there's plenty for any baseball fan to enjoy. In the link of this episode in the description, you will see a link to the Underdog newsletter. It's a sports newsletter. It's completely free to subscribe to. It covers tons of underdogs from every single sport. I think you guys would really like it. If you click that link, you put in your email, you subscribe completely free. It really helps me out, helps the show out. I would really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. So, today, it's a great day to talk some baseball, so let's get into it. This is the career of Austin Maddox. Austin Dean Maddox was born on May 13, 1991 in Jacksonville, Florida. If you're familiar with his game, you'll remember him as a pitcher, but he actually graduated high school as the top catcher in the state of Florida in 2009. As a senior in high school, he hit .544. Austin Maddox was putting Tony Gwynn and Ted Williams to shame back in the day. The Tampa Bay Rays actually drafted Maddox in the 37th round of the 2009 MLB draft, but he opted not to sign with them. Instead, he decided to go play college baseball at the University of Florida. While there, he'd hoped to raise his draft stock. During his time at the University of Florida, he was actually teammates with former All-Star catcher Mike Zunino. In college, Austin Maddox kind of did a bit of the Shohei Ohtani type of thing. He played some catcher and infield while hitting .303 in three seasons with the Gators. While doing that, he also found time to pitch 82 and a third innings of 1.86 ERA baseball. Maddox totaled 78 strikeouts while walking only 14. As it would turn out for Austin Maddox, opting to go play college baseball was a genius decision. Major big brain move. While in 2009 the Rays selected him in the 37th round, he entered the 2012 draft and got taken in the third round by the Boston Red Sox. And if anyone was curious about the top players taken in 2012, the draft order went as followed. Carlos Correa was drafted first to the Astros, Byron Buxton second to the Twins, Mike Zunino, Maddox's former college teammate, went third to the Mariners, Kevin Gausman went fourth to the Orioles, Kyle Zimmer went fifth to the Royals, Albert Almora went sixth to the Cubs, Max Fried went seventh to the Brewers, Mark Appel actually went 8th to the Pirates, although obviously he wouldn't sign with them. Andrew Heaney went 9th to the Marlins. And David Dahl, former All-Star David Dahl, rounded out the top 10, being selected by the Colorado Rockies. Upon being drafted, Maddox would sign with the Red Sox and immediately get to work. He finished off 2012 by pitching for the Gulf Coast League Red Sox and the Lowell Spinners, totaling 4 games. All 4 games were starts. He did very well, pitching 8 innings of 1.13 ERA baseball with 8 strikeouts and 2 walks. 2013 would see Maddox pitch for the Greenville Drive, an A-ball team in the Red Sox organization. Admittedly, it was a bit of a struggle for the righty. He'd appear in 33 games, starting in 7 of them. In 88 innings, he'd have an ERA of 5.63. He gave up 13 homers and walked 22 batters. He did, however, have 65 strikeouts. In 2014, Maddux would pitch for the Salem Red Sox, and it would basically be more of the same as the year before. He had a 5.82 ERA in 21 and two-thirds innings. This was the first time since going pro that he had not started a game during a season. So it seems like the thought process of everyone was to move forward with Maddux as a reliever, and it would prove eventually in the long run to probably be a good choice. For the 2015 baseball season, Austin Maddux would once again pitch for the Salem Red Sox, and this year, it seemed like he finally hit his stride. Maddux pitched in 20 games, all in relief, and was much improved, posting a 3.71 ERA in 26 and two-thirds innings. He was quite good this season, lowering his whip as well as the amount of homers he was allowing per 9 innings. He served as a bit of a closer for the Salem Red Sox actually during this season, recording 10 saves. So 2016 is a really interesting season for Austin Maddux, and here's why. All in one singular baseball season, he pitches for the Single-A Salem Red Sox, the Double-A Portland Sea Dogs, and the Triple-A Pawtucket Red Sox. That's right, Maddux pitched in single, double, and Triple-A all in one season. All of this moving around, surprisingly, really didn't seem to faze Austin Maddux too much, though, as he posted another strong minor league season. Combining his stats from all the different teams he played on, it saw him pitch 67 and two-thirds innings of 3.59 ERA baseball. He was especially good during his time in AAA, posting a 1.93 ERA in 4 and two-thirds innings pitched there. In 2017, Maddux would spend the first few months of the season pitching for Double and AAA. He would continue his stretch of being consistently good, posting a 2.92 ERA and 49.91 innings pitched. He struck out 46 batters while walking 26 of them. The Red Sox would take major notice of Austin Maddux's consistent minor league pitching. On June 15, 2017, Austin Maddux was called up to the major leagues. Maddux finally got the call after spending parts of 6 seasons in the minor leagues. During his time in the minors, he posted a 4.27 ERA and 261 and a third innings pitched. He had 227 strikeouts as well as 83 walks. Now, I know on the surface of things, Maddux's minor league numbers don't look that overwhelming, but you have to remember how consistent he had been for the past few seasons leading up to his call-up. His ERA was just inflated from all the struggles he had early on in his minor league career. On June 17, 2017, in a game against the Houston Astros, Austin Maddux would come into the game in the 7th inning to make his major league debut. Maddux would be coming into the game to relieve Rick Porcello. The Red Sox were down 7-1, but I'm sure Austin Maddux was still excited to get his first taste of MLB action. The first batter he'd face off against would be Marwin Gonzalez. Austin Maddux would be able to retire Gonzalez on just one pitch, getting him to fly out to Mookie Betts in right field. Remember when Mookie Betts played for the Red Sox, guys? Those were the days. Anyway, the second batter that Maddux would have to pitch to in his MLB debut was All-Star Jose Altuve. Altuve would run the count full, but on the 6th pitch of the at-bat, Maddux would get Altuve to ground out to third base. It was a good job to retire Altuve, especially after letting him see that many pitches, considering his ability to get base hits. Carlos Correa would then stroll to the plate in an attempt to ensure that Maddux wouldn't have a 1-2-3 inning in his major league debut. Maddux would prove to be on the top of his game on this June night in Houston, though, getting Correa to fly out to Xander Bogaerts. Austin Maddux had done it. He had thrown a perfect first inning in the major leagues. So, Maddux's MLB debut went just about as perfect as possible, but he was still yet to do something in the MLB, and that was record his first career strikeout. Luckily for Maddux and the rest of the Red Sox, he wouldn't have to wait too long for this to happen, because during his very next appearance on June 19th, he was able to strike out Royals outfielder Alex Gordon swinging on 4 pitches. Somebody would also get a hit off of him for the first time in his career during this outing too, as he did give up a single to Alcides Escobar. He was still able to get out of the inning though without giving up a run. Austin's third major league appearance would see him pitch for more than just one inning for the first time in his MLB career. He'd go an inning in two-thirds on July 16th in a game against the Yankees. He'd give up 3 hits but still escape without allowing a run. He'd even manage to get another strikeout, getting G-Man Choi to strike out swinging. Anytime the Red Sox called on Maddux out of the bullpen, he was typically always amazing. He'd occasionally run into some trouble, giving up a base hit or two here or there, but he always seemed to get out of the jam and escape an inning unscathed. Auston Maddox was so good that he started off his career by throwing 17 straight scoreless innings out of the bullpen. This included 6 different occasions where he pitched more than one inning. On September 28, 2017, Maddox would come out of the bullpen in the top of the 4th to relieve Fernando Abad. He'd enter the game with 2 outs in the 4th inning, and Maddox would proceed to finish off the inning by getting Alex Bregman to strike out swinging. Maddox would come back out to the mound for the 5th inning and allow a single to Carlos Correa, but still get out of the slight jam without allowing a run. With the game fairly out of reach for the Red Sox at a score of 9-2, they decided to stretch Maddox out and have him come back out for the 6th inning. Maddox would get to work, getting Yuli Gurriel to ground out to shortstop and then getting Cameron Maben to strike out looking. The next batter would be the powerful Brian McCann. For the first time in Auston Maddox's MLB career, a batter got to him, as Brian McCann hit a solo shot to right field to extend the Astros' lead to 10-2. Maddox wasn't too rattled though, as he got the very next batter, George Springer, to fly out to end the inning. So after quite a few scoreless outings, a run was finally scored off of Auston Maddox in his final outing of his rookie season. I guess he was human. He would walk off the mound after that inning at Fenway, and nobody knew it at the time, but sadly, it would prove to be his final appearance in the MLB. In 2018, during spring training, Auston Maddox had some shoulder inflammation, and he had to begin the season on the injured list. He'd participate in some rehab assignments with Double and Triple A in May and June, but he was then transferred to the 60-day IL in July of 2018. In August, Maddox was sent on a rehab assignment with the Gulf Coast League Red Sox, and while there, he threw 2 scoreless innings. But on September 19th, he had surgery on his right rotator cuff. After the 2018 season, the Red Sox removed Maddox from their 40-man roster, outriding him to AAA Pawtucket. Due to his surgery, he spent the whole 2019 baseball season on the injured list. Sadly, he would never pitch again. On October 25th, 2019, the Boston Red Sox released Auston Maddox. He officially retired a short time later on February 28th, 2020, a few months before he turned 29 years old. Auston Maddox's MLB career lasted just 13 games, but he was without a doubt pretty good, throwing 17 and a third innings of one-run baseball, which equated to an ERA of 0.52. He struck out 14 batters while only walking 2 of them. He had a FIP of 2.64 and an impressive ERA plus of 894, albeit due to a fairly small sample size. While Auston Maddox's MLB career wasn't a long one, it was still productive and he definitely made the most of the time that he had. He was obviously a great pitcher, and somebody that we probably could have seen coming out of the pen, and even possibly to this very day, still be pitching in the MLB, and maybe even for the Red Sox. Injuries derailed him, and I hate that for him, because it simply just wasn't his fault. I wanted to do an episode on Maddox and hope to remind people of a pretty good player who had a much too short career. I remember his 2017 season very fondly. At the time, I was 15 and would watch those late season games and watch him shut it down out of the pen. I do think if it weren't for these injuries, he could have developed into a more of a high leverage reliever, as well as somebody who could go multiple innings just like we saw him do during his lone MLB season. Well guys, that was the much too short but still pretty good career of Auston Maddox. I hope you guys liked what you heard. If you did, don't be afraid to leave the show a 5-star review, as well as keep coming back for future episodes. This thing's been going strong for a few months now. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep remembering these pretty good players because their stories deserve a spotlight, they deserve their flowers, and they deserve to be remembered. I hope you guys really like what you're hearing. Like I said, about 2 new episodes a week, a midweek mini coming on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and then a full-length episode covering a whole career coming out on every weekend. I know this episode was a little bit shorter than most of my weekend ones. I really just wanted to tell the story of Auston Maddox's career, though. I think it's a great one. I think he had his career shortened way more than it should have been. It's unfair. And so I wanted the people to remember him because he was definitely pretty good. Remember, guys, click that link, check out the Underdog newsletter, subscribe to it. It's completely free. It really helps out the show. You just have to provide your email. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love talking baseball. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world to do. And I love that you guys like listening to it. I never thought people would be interested in hearing me tell these stories of these MLB players, but I'm so glad we get to get the word out about them, because these guys really helped me fall in love with the game of baseball. I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend and a great upcoming next week. This has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good Podcast. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you next time.